happy Friday night. Thank you for listening. I hope you're having a good Friday night. You on your way to work? You leaving work? Are you at work? Are you getting ready to put in some work? I don't know what you're doing, but be safe about it, okay? If you want to talk to me, it's simple. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm on social media at JR Sport Brief. I'm being joined by the producer holding it down. He's been holding it down all week. It's Jack Stern. I appreciate you for listening and tuning in. We talked about Baker Mayfield in the first hour. We're going to get into a crazy comment made by Odell shortly. We talked about Deshaun Watson. Yeah, Deshaun Watson is back. We'll get into the Lions and the Vikings. I want to talk to you about the Dolphins and the Chargers. We got an update on Lamar Jackson. And then this has been a crazy week across all sports when it comes down to money. Obviously, Major League Baseball is free agent time. Aaron Judge, big deal. And last night, Xander Bogaerts gets a big deal. Justin Verlander got a big deal. Deion Sanders, he left Jackson State to go out there and get a big deal. And I think every now and then, all week long, I had people calling me up saying, oh, he's making too much money. Oh, this guy's making too much money. Oh, he's making too much money. Like, why is it with professional athletes we pick out how much money they make when it comes down to entertainers? It's rather interesting. We're going to talk about that. Listen, folks, I get started here with you every weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. And last hour, we talked about Baker Mayfield. Because I look at a guy like Baker and I say, oh, man, this is I think it's curtains for him when it comes down to being a full-time starting QB. He has to wait for somebody to get hurt. We took a look at all 32 teams. Maybe Washington is the only squad that he really would have a good chance of starting as a full-time guy. Otherwise, he's going to be a 28-year-old backup, or he's going to be a 28-year-old competing for a job, waiting for somebody to get hurt. And one of our callers basically said, Baker Mayfield is a whole bum. He couldn't do it in Cleveland with a solid offensive line. He couldn't do it in Cleveland with Jarvis Landry. He couldn't do it in Cleveland with Chubb and Hunt. He couldn't do it in Cleveland with Odell Beckham Jr. Well, I feel like every time I blinked, one of the two of those guys were hurt between Odell and Jarvis. And in the case of Odell, we know he's coming off of an injury again. And Odell Beckham Jr., yeah, he's a free agent now. And it's like there's always a series of mistakes. It's like once you think Odell is just out of the limelight or just out of the damn way, something always happens. Last week, 2 weeks ago, it was the plane. And he sat around and he explained it. He's just like, oh, yeah, I was on the plane and, you know, I took the plane on purpose because it was able to convert into a bed so I could lay down in first class. And then he didn't put a seatbelt on. He was so knocked out, he didn't put a seatbelt on. And he was bothered when they said they couldn't wake him up. And instead of coming through with medical help because he was so knocked out, they had police escort him off. He said his lesson learned was just put on your seatbelt before the flight takes off next time. Well, where you been, man? It's your first time on a plane? Always something with Odell. And we want to talk about Baker Mayfield? How about Baker Mayfield? And this is one thing I got to give him credit for. Amongst quite a few things. Odell Beckham Jr. and his dad tried to throw Baker under the bus so Odell could leave. Like, how do you put together a low-light tape of your starting quarterback and distribute it online, share it online to make the quarterback look bad? Where do you do that at? In Cleveland, I guess. And now they got Deshaun Watson. They just go from one crap situation to another one. Who are they going to bring in next? The Cookie Monster will be their next quarterback. I don't know. At least I got to give Baker credit there. And so what's the latest thing Odell does? Not the plane incident. We heard earlier in the week after meeting with the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones has been singing this guy's praises for the past month. The plane incident isn't going to stop us from bringing in Odell. He's a unique talent. Dak Prescott is talking about how they need to get him to a Dallas Mavericks game and how they need to put him in a suite. But if Odell likes to sit on the court because he's an on-court guy, then we'll get him on the court. And that's what they did. I didn't see Dak. I saw him at the game. Diggs, Parsons, sitting front row, having the time of his life. And the very next day, Jerry Jones, he's on a fan down in Dallas. And he sat down and he told the guys, yeah, I'm not so sure that we're going to sign Odell anymore because of, his test results. Listen to this.
Well, I'm not confident at all. And so that's the issue. Now, we all realize that that issue of health, that issue of availability is here every time. Just this one is very obvious and very pointed toward his injury that had occurred last year in the Super Bowl. So we've got a good beat on that. We've got a great read on his career. It's not like a draft pick coming at you. You've got a lot of history here, and you take a good look at everything, not only the obvious, and that's his performance, but also any issues regarding health. So all of this, we've got to come in with our eyes wide open, and it has to be addressed, and that's when you see if you can make a deal or not.
Well, that's totally different than what he said a couple weeks ago. What he's been saying multiple times a few weeks ago. It's like Jerry Jones is trying to put out a precursor. Hey, listen, if we don't sign Odell, it's because he might fall apart. Like, everybody's talking about this dude like he's been out here whooping ass and he took a vacation. No, the man has been injured. He had a nice comeback last year with the Los Angeles Rams. See, he looked good. The man scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl before his knee gave out on him for the second time. So what are we supposed to think that, oh, well, he has the greatest knees in all of football? And we got people fawning over this dude like we've been watching him bust ass. And that's not to say he doesn't have anything left in the tank, but what do we know? Nothing. Not a damn thing. We know that he's always been supremely talented, but can he get out of his own way? Can he stay healthy? Can he not be a distraction? Come on, DeMarcus Lawrence of the Dallas Cowboys said it perfectly this week. I am A-okay with bringing in Odell Beckham Jr. if he's going to contribute to the Dallas Cowboys winning a Super Bowl this year, not if he comes in and brings a circus or is a circus. Thank you, DeMarcus, for being or telling the absolute truth. And so last night, before Baker Mayfield took on the Raiders and had that comeback after only being there for 2 days, before all of that took place, Amazon released an episode of LeBron James, The Shop. Who was on this episode of The Shop? No one other than Odell Beckham Jr. What is there for him to talk about besides his free agency? To talk about clearing up some of the rumors, and I told you what happened on the plane, but what about the football side? You know, Odell can say some things that make you go, damn, man. Just go play. Don't talk. Just go play. But I want you to hear what he had to say on The Shop last night about where he wanted to play. What were his plans for the rest of the season? And after hearing this, I said to myself, I wouldn't want this guy on my team. Take a listen.
I haven't made the decision, and for me, it's like I would like to be in a stable environment, get up 6 a.m., leave at 6 p.m. for 4 weeks, and then let's talk about it. I've played football for a long time. Like, I'm not saying that I couldn't step in and play regular season, but I don't see the point. I really don't. Like, I would rather play when that pressure's on. I would rather play when the lights is on. Like, I went through the whole playoffs, and I was after having my first bad playoff experience, like, all I was ready for was to clear that off my name.
Selfish. That's what if I have to just sum up everything I just heard with one word, it's selfish. You don't understand the point of the regular season for you. It's not about you. It's about the team. It's about building camaraderie with the team from the regular season, going through it, going, accomplishing a goal, and getting to the postseason. I get it. You're hurt. You're coming off of an injury. That is one of the most selfish statements I ever heard. If I'm the New York Giants, if I had this man in the building, I would say to myself, you know what? Let's not. And I get it. This is a different New York Giants regime. I don't want that guy in the room. I don't know if he's the best with words. I don't know if he was, I don't want to say taken out of context. What he said was very clear. I don't need the regular season. Sure, okay, a lot of people don't need the regular season. But there's a reason that these dudes are out there playing, because it's a team sport. It's not about you. It's not an individual situation. I still can't believe he said that. And sure, you wanna vindicate yourself, and you've played a lot of football. Well, you haven't, man. Your ass been hurt. Odell Beckham Jr. came into the NFL. He was hurt. When is he gonna play? When is he gonna play? What's wrong with his hamstring? When is he gonna play? And then he played, and he was electric. And then he had a broken ankle. And two torn ACLs and consistent hamstring issues. It's like, come on. Play some football. And yeah, listen, man, there are a lot of dudes who want to get right to the quote-unquote the good stuff. They want to go right to the postseason. There's a lot of dudes who don't want to go through training camp. What have you done to say, I don't want to play in a – what have you done? What is Odell, Jerry Rice? Come on. I know Tom Brady was going in this past summer for a week to try to get his life together. But damn. I can't hear Tom Brady saying, listen, guys, I'm going to take the fourth quarter off. Unless we have a massive lead, or unless you need me for a comeback, I'll be here just sitting on the bench, reading a tablet. That's one of the most selfish things I've ever heard. For a guy who has a championship, yeah, he does. Odell has a championship. You can't take that away from him. But you haven't done a damn thing. You haven't been healthy enough. Oh, I played a lot of football. No, you haven't. You haven't done enough. You don't hear that from anybody who's a good player, who's not selfish, who's about the team. You don't hear that statement. I want you to hear it one more time. This is what Odell had to say about where he wants to play next and how, you know what, he individually doesn't need the regular season.
I haven't made the decision, and for me, it's like I would like to be in a stable environment, get up 6 a.m., leave at 6 p.m. for 4 weeks, and then let's talk about it. I've played football for a long time. I'm not saying that I couldn't step in and play regular season, but I don't see the point. I really don't. Like, I would rather play when that pressure's on. I would rather play when the lights is on. Like, I went through the whole playoffs, and I was, after having my first bad playoff experience, like, all I was ready for was to clear that off my name.
I don't see the point. And you know what? Maybe what he was trying to say was not conveyed properly. Which leads me to my other point for Odell Beckham Jr. If you can, if your body can do it, don't talk, man. Don't talk. Don't talk. Don't. You can do what you want. It's his life. Don't talk. Don't sit front row. Don't do this. Just go play football. Do that first. It's as if he's more concerned with being a celebrity in addition to being a football player and being heard than actually playing. I wouldn't want this guy on my team because he seems more interested in himself first. If I'm playing in a locker room right now, I would be insulted. I don't find it necessary to play.
What's going on, everyone? Elliot Shore Parks here to talk to you about the latest podcast from Odyssey, the best football show. What is it? Every day, latest rumors, latest buzz around the league, latest from college football, all the latest scores, the latest takes, the best takes, everything you come to expect from the excellent Odyssey NFL coverage every day in your podcast feed at 6 a.m. So make sure you start every day with the best football show on the Odyssey app or wherever you like to listen to podcasts.
Regular season, I've been busting my ass all year to get to a Super Bowl. And sure, everything is not created equal for everybody. You just gonna waltz in here thinking that you don't need to do this? Man, you could stay your ass outside the locker room. If I'm any GM right now, unless I'm in desperation mode, but maybe not. I do not want Odell Beckham Jr. on my team. Come join us in training camp next year. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What do you think about what Odell Beckham Jr. just said? What you just heard? He doesn't see the point for him to play regular season. He doesn't see it. He'd rather just, you know, go into the postseason and vindicate himself. He's been playing a lot of football. He wants to just shine when the lights are brightest. Selfish. I'm going to take your calls on the other end, 855-212-4CBS. Would you want Odell on your team? We hear from you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Odell Beckham Jr. We know he's still a free agent. Jerry Jones kind of changed his tune on him earlier this week. A couple of weeks ago, past several weeks. Oh, yeah. He's an immense talent. This past week, yeah, I'm not so sure we're going to sign him based on his medical history and what we've seen. Oh, okay. Odell Beckham Jr. sat down with LeBron James Shop. It broadcast on Amazon Prime before Thursday Night Football yesterday. And Odell pretty much said, I don't see the point in the regular season. He said, yeah, if I have to do it, sure, but I don't see the point. I want to get right to the postseason. I've played a lot of football. I want to play when the lights are the brightest. The man said that. I don't see the point in the regular season because it's a team sport. Because everybody participates. Because it's not about you. And you haven't played a quote-unquote lot of football because your ass been hurt. And so when you have such a selfish statement like that, I mean, was he trying to make the point of, oh, man, I'm ready for the regular season right now? I don't want to dive too deep into what he said. I just want to look at what he said. I don't see the point in the regular season. I'm ready to go in the postseason. Man, it's a team sport. It's not about you. If he's all that concerned with being a team player, man, just go play football. Don't do the interviews. Don't have to explain yourself everything. Just go play. He hasn't been healthy enough to play. Always something. At this point, I wouldn't want him on my team. I'd have to be desperate. DeMarcus Lawrence said it perfectly. If he can come in and contribute, fine. But if he can't and he's just going to come in and bring a circus atmosphere, then no, hell no. I'm with DeMarcus. I wouldn't want Odell on my team. It's too much. And it's not like the guy's been healthy enough to play. 855-212-4CBS. Robert's calling from Arizona.
Hey, JR, this whole situation is kind of weird to me because, you know, it's being covered like he's a big star in NBA free agency. You know how they do it? They follow their every move. I saw a report of someone saying what Odell had for dinner when he met with the Giants. You know, when's the last time this guy put together an elite season? He's an average wide receiver. I don't understand, like, this big media hoopla about it.
I don't know if I'd go as far to say he's an average wide receiver. When he's been healthy, he's been one of the best receivers in the league. But to your point, we haven't seen that consistently in quite some time. His last solid year, I'd say his real last solid year, was 2019 in Cleveland. And at that point, they were trying to figure out why he wasn't able to score touchdowns. Well, people were looking at Baker. 855-212-4CBS. Hugh is calling from Portland, Oregon. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hi, JR. This guy is dangerous. He should get an apartment with Iverson and do practice. But, I mean, they're not showing up for OTAs. They're not showing up for training camp. We're not going to go play preseason games. And then this guy wants to go ahead and just wait until, you know, the circus is happening. It's ridiculous. And if I'm a guy, especially on the offensive line, defensive line, I've got teeth knocked out and I'm bleeding, and I have to give part of my playoff or Super Bowl money to him for playing two games. Ridiculous.
Okay. Thank you, Hugh, for calling from Portland. Daryl is calling from Pittsburgh. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. How are you this evening?
I'm very well.
Hey, my thing is all about with all of this. It's the social media stuff. It's like, it's how many likes you have, how many followers you have. So, you know, I think his statement has a lot to do with that, of seeing how many people he can bring in that way also.
Well,
I know they were talking a bit with a lot of him trying to get into the Bills too, and I don't think the Bills would ever touch him.
Well, I think what you just said is applicable to many professional athletes, and it's a societal thing right now.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
Yeah, very, very much so. I don't recall it ever an NFL player saying, I don't see the point in the regular season. I want to play in the playoffs. I never heard that in my life before, ever.
Yeah.
It's.
Could you imagine Walter Payton or Emmitt Smith?
Never.
Or, you know, Eddie.
Nobody.
There you go.
Nobody ever. People would be chomping at the bit to get back out onto the field. And it seems that he's more interested in being seen and heard and explaining himself than actually going out there and playing. I think that statement was actually a detriment to him. Thank you, Daryl, for calling from Pittsburgh. Like, if you have, quote-unquote, want to, you ain't going to do all this chatting. There's forever an explanation. It's like, and I think we all know these people in life. Maybe you're one of them. I don't know. We know somebody who always has an excuse for their behavior. There's always an explanation. Well, it was their fault. Oh, it was Baker's fault. Okay. Well, they should have did this, and they didn't have to approach me like that. But, yeah, I should have put my seatbelt on the plane. Well, yeah, you should have. You never been on a plane before? You know, when Odell was younger, it was about how he's maturing. Well, a man is 30 years old right now. Like, what are we waiting on? And after blowing out the ACL in his knee twice, we're supposed to expect him to, you know, continue being some superstar? What in Odell's history as an NFL player has shown you that all of a sudden on the other side of 30, he's now going to be durable? 855-212-4CBS. Mark is calling from Nashville.
Hey, JR. Enjoy the show, man, and your thoughtful comments. I was just want to briefly say I grew up in the Chicago area in the 60s and 70s, and the guys I watched play, like Gale Sayers and Walter Payton, they didn't talk. They just played. And when they talked about the team. And my old man... every once in a while, somebody would start spouting off about, you know, how great they were or whatever, and start talking about themselves. And he would call them an eye burger with me sauce. And I'm afraid that Odell is an eye burger with me sauce.
No, we've seen that. We know that. And that goes to what our other caller said. Thank you, Mark, for Nashville. It goes to the time and space that we're in. I respect people who actually have something to say of substance. Not explaining themselves away or having to explain a situation or give you an excuse or talk about themselves. Last I checked, this is a team sport. Odell Beckham Jr., he's not a boxer. This is not tennis. This is not Tiger Woods saying, oh, yeah, I've been hurt. I can only play in the four majors, man. This is not Serena Williams saying that, hey, try to catch me at the Grand Slams. I'm going to show up when the lights are the brightest. I don't need to, you know, go to Connecticut. I don't need to bounce to Cincinnati. Call me when we go out to the, you know, the French Open. Call me then. Call me for the big time. Jack is calling from Buffalo. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, Jack. Go ahead.
I really think he is an asset to any team that picks him up because he's going to draw some of the best DBs. Safety's going to keep an eye on him. I think we are in agreement. He is definitely a WR1 or 2. And I think it's really going to help the other players get open. He's that kind of name. And I think he's going to work hard. So, no, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility signing him for a run in the playoffs.
Yeah, a run in the playoffs. See, but if you look at it only from football reasons, what you just said is accurate. But there's so much more to constructing a team than what takes place on Sunday or Saturday or Sunday or Thursday or Monday. You have to actually have a team that wants to play together. You have to have a team that's in one accord, that doesn't have distractions, that doesn't feel like one guy is in there trying to one-up the others. It's so much more than X's and O's. And that's why I said you'd have to be a team in desperation right now. Or you think you can just, quote-unquote, rein them in.
Now, again, now you're kind of going towards character, and I don't think he's a bad character person. And if you look at some of the teams that have
brought him in, I didn't say he was a bad character person. I said he was selfish.
Okay, well, when you look at the people who took him out, who talked to him, they're the high character players on these football teams. They must see something and know something that we don't know, and so that's where. I'm kind of going, I've just heard some callers going in some directions that, yeah, you know, I didn't like, you know, when it came to that. And, you know, that I'm trying to think of just a purely football stance
but
of how he could help.
It's most teams look outside of football, and I'm not going to say he won't be signed. Would I be shocked if he ended up with anybody? Hell no. The Buffalo Bills might say, okay, yeah, let's put him out there. And you know what? It would probably help the Buffalo Bills if he's healthy. If I'm the Dallas Cowboys and I'm an existing circus already, I don't necessarily know if I want to add him on. Here, when you talk about players taking him out, yeah, the Dallas Cowboys took him out. You know one thing that I know about celebrities, whether you happen to be athletes or you're a musician, celebrities like hanging out with other celebrities. They like hanging out with other names. It makes them feel good. It makes them look good. And yeah, Odell would be nice if he could actually go out there and play. But the last time I checked, when it came down to one athlete trying to recruit another athlete, they think about themselves. They don't necessarily always think about the team first. They think about what's going to help them individually. You think about that in basketball and player recruitment. You look at a Kyrie and a Durant. You look at the NFL. There's a reason why in the NFL, less more so than other places, the quote-unquote players aren't having so much of an influence when it comes down to, you know, who to recruit in unless you're a quarterback looking for somebody to throw to. And so Dak is well within his right to go, oh, yeah, I want Odell. Of course he does. But from a team standpoint, it's tricky, man. It's tricky. I wouldn't touch the guy. Somebody will. Or maybe nobody does. Wouldn't that be something? Sometimes we all got to be humble. Different circumstances. Kyrie Irving was here in the offseason, this past offseason. He thought that he was going to be out the door. Kyrie Irving thought that he was going to be able to get a new deal somewhere else because he was Kyrie Irving. Well, he got smacked with the reality stick real fast and had to opt in to the final year of his deal. And, man, this upcoming offseason, who's giving Kyrie Irving a gigantic contract? Who's doing that? Let's see who gives Odell his chance. Let's see if he can make the most of it. Because when he plays, if he's healthy, you're damn right he's good. He's very good. And even if he isn't, you still got to pay him attention. Is that going to work for Monday through Saturday for an entire team? We'll see. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I will leave the phone lines open. And, you know, I want to talk about another team, two teams. Because I've taken a couple of calls the past few nights that they've said, hey, JR, you're not showing these squads love. You don't show enough love to the Minnesota Vikings. You don't show enough love to the Detroit Lions. Well, we're going to talk about them on the other side. And I guess I'll show one team love and I'll probably crap on the other one. Come back and hear who it is. It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get back to your calls momentarily. 855-212-4CBS. You know, we've been talking about football, NFL football, and we're going to continue to talk NFL football. You know, today, if you were able to tune in and watch any of the World Cup, the games were pretty damn amazing, really. It's one thing to watch Team USA play and know that they're kind of middle of the road when it comes down to worldwide competition. But when you have the best of the best, it's awesome. We had two games today in the World Cup that went to penalty kicks. And the teams and who was there, there's a lot riding. You had someone like Neymar who scored what appeared to be the game-winning goal and beating Croatia, and that didn't happen. Croatia comes back and ties. They go to penalties, which is extremely exciting. It's what people love to see. You want to see penalty kicks. Croatia won. They beat Brazil, and Neymar said, hey, I may never play for Brazil again in the World Cup. Okay, fine, we get it. On the other hand, you had Argentina and the Netherlands. They took on each other. Argentina won on penalties. And so on one hand, Croatia advances, Brazil is gone, Netherlands is gone, and Argentina moves on, and we'll see if Messi can finally get his hands on a World Cup. But about an hour ago, just wild news came down the pipe here. We've all heard about the controversy surrounding the World Cup in Qatar. We've heard about it. From treatment and beer, we know it's a different culture and the rules in the country are different. You might have heard about a gentleman by the name of Grant Wall. He's a soccer writer. He has worked with CBS and the New York Times and NBC. He works with Amazon. He's big time when it comes to soccer coverage here in the United States of America. He's been to 8 World Cups. Well, at the game earlier today between Argentina and the Netherlands, the man was tweeting about the game. Tweeting about the game. But we got a report an hour ago that at the game, he fell back in his seat. Emergency workers came over. And that he has passed away, Grant Wall. Earlier on, you may have been familiar with him. When the World Cup started, he had on a shirt with a rainbow in support of the LGBTQ community. And he was pretty much told, hey, man, you gotta take that shirt off. And they eventually kind of relented and let him be. He passed away at the football game. All the best to his family. He has done his podcast. He has done his show this week. He has shared it that he wasn't in the best of health, best of shape while in Qatar for the World Cup. He said earlier this week, my body finally broke down on me. 3 weeks of little sleep, high stress, and lots of work can do that to you. What had been a cold over the last 10 days turned into something more severe on the night of the USA-Netherlands game. And I could feel my upper chest take on a new level of pressure and discomfort. That game took place last Saturday. He says that he did not have COVID. He tests regularly. He said he probably had bronchitis. They gave him some antibiotics. Even yesterday on his podcast, he said he had bronchitis. He visited a medical clinic again, canceled everything on his agenda yesterday, attended the game today, and is gone and passed away. One of the last things that he says here, we're seeing a lot of general sickness, coughing, colds, and I can't wait to be on the other side of what I have, but I'm going to be ready to go. I'm attending on Friday. And that he did. He went to the game, Argentina and the Netherlands. He tweeted during the game, and it is just shocking news to see or know that he has passed away. He leaves behind a wife who happens to be a doctor here in the United States of America. Sports Illustrated, of which he worked, has released a statement. U.S. Soccer has released a statement. This man has been to 8 World Cups. Wow. It's not what you generally expect to hear. My condolences to his entire family. I mean, we talk about the perils of travel and, you know, whether it's a Brittany Griner or attending, you know, any event, any such thing. We heard about potential issues, but never in my life did I be reading or seeing, you know, any such thing. Wow. Jack, man, it's sad to see such. You never think, you know, even earlier over the weekend, I would say, here in Atlanta, I don't think I was in town. Mr. Rathbun, who calls games with Dominique Wilkins, he had a medical event, you know, live on camera. It's just tough going. Thoughts, Jack?
I mean, it's just awful that a journalist and someone who strives to bring us true, honest coverage of what's going on overseas in Qatar lost their life doing exactly what they love. And, you know, you mentioned that he had a wife and children. And to me, that just makes this whole situation that much sadder because he had so much to live for. He had such a large passion for the game of soccer and he was raising a family. And, you know, I think that the sketchy nature of his death is what upsets me the most, because it seems like that there was something going on that we don't know about here. He didn't just have a heart attack. He didn't break into a seizure. He didn't really have a medical emergency, it seems. And, you know, the speculation and the unknown about it is what I find most disturbing.
Yeah, well, I'm not, I know from what I've read, he's being survived by his wife. I'm not sure of any children. But I'm sure either way he does have a wife and a family and friends who care about him very much. So he says that it was bronchitis, and I think most people can understand or at least be familiar with this. When you travel, especially internationally, or anything, you know, you might get on a plane and come off the plane and you feel a little different. Maybe you caught a cold, and I'm not talking about just COVID. I'm talking about from just years of, you know, experience traveling and stress and switching time zones. You know, I don't think our bodies are meant to just, you know, zoom across the earth at 500, 600 miles per hour. And, you know, when you are stressed and when you are tired, your immune system is weakened. We don't know the circumstances of his passing. He certainly says he believes, or it was to believe, that, you know, he had bronchitis, he had a chest issue. And so we can't say anything, but all the best to his family. He was pretty much the first voice that you heard about going over to Qatar to cover this World Cup. And unfortunately, here at 49 years old, he has passed. And he has passed doing and covering a sport that he has loved and dedicated his life and time to. So much love, all the love in the world to the family and friends of Grant Wall and soccer fans who have kept up with him religiously for years. Eight World Cups. This is what this man has done for almost his entire adult life. And he goes to Qatar and he does not come home. R.I.P. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to get ready to take a break. The phone lines are still open, 855-212-4CBS. We have more NFL to get into. We've been talking about Odell. We've talked about Watson. We've talked about Mayfield. I want to talk about some teams that don't get a lot of attention, don't get a lot of love. We're going to talk about the Minnesota Vikings. And then we're going to talk about the Detroit Lions. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.